reframe your belief that you must know all the details of your end destination ahead of time. That's unrealistic and is one of the main reasons why perhaps you might have been stuck for years. Clarity is earned through action. Welcome to the Holistic Career Change Podcast. Spoiler alert, we don't discuss conventional, linear, boring career change here. This is the place where we talk about finding an aligned career path that feels like an extension of who you are, where you get paid for being yourself. Forget personality quizzes, soul-crushing scrolling on job sites, and breaking your brain trying to find your why. Join me and many other career changers who've changed their career holistically by first defining who they are at their core and then using this blueprint to design a fulfilling career or business. We use the mind-body-soul approach, and we take into consideration the complexity and multidimensionality of all that you are and want to represent in the world. This is where purpose-led careers are born and built. I'm your host, Vilma Osaite. Let's go. Hello, beautiful people. Oh my goodness, I've missed you so much. How are you guys doing? Thank you so much for your messages and for the love that I receive. And it means the world to me to hear from you. So please keep on reaching out. You can drop me a message on Instagram. I love hearing from you. How's your career change going, by the way? Oh my goodness. Let me tell you, I've been really busy. Hence, not so regular podcast episodes. So, you know, hashtag sorry, not sorry. And this is something I actually wanted to speak about because my clients and I would sometimes talk about the rules in running a business and the new paradigm of business, which I feel like I represent, or at least I want to represent. And when I'm asked how I handle the behind the scenes of a coaching practice, so the business side of it, you know, the marketing, the offers, the accounting, the strategy, et cetera, et cetera, I'm usually very transparent with sharing just how much space to experiment I've given myself, how much space to rest I've given myself. So basically, I'm cultivating everything but hustle in my practice. And I've given myself a lot of grace in healing that corporate toxicity that I was so conditioned to operate in, that I'm sure many of you relate to, even if you were not working in corporate. It's such a prevalent mindset that we are inundated with. And for myself, coming from business, coming from finance world, I was always taught that there's a right and the wrong way to do business, to run a business. And I was really hopeful that it might be different when I moved into this more elusive entrepreneurial space. And truth be told, not necessarily true. And at first, when I had just started, I felt so overwhelmed with all of the do's and don'ts of running an online business. There were models, frameworks, funnels, and a bunch of rules for your website, for your sales pages, for marketing, how you had to have different offers at different price points and creating customer avatars and, you know, all of the rules around how to show up, you know, on social and how consistent you have to be with posting content. And some of it is true, right? If you really go down the drill of our algorithm, which I don't usually go there. And for a short while, I was just, you know, as I was so fresh in the scene, I bought it all and I enrolled in this, what I call now mostly masculine approach to building a business. And you guessed it, I found myself overworking. I was in constant anxiety and I was feeling like I was forever catching up with my endless shoulds and my endless to-dos. And, you know, I was told, right, the messaging was for me as a new entrepreneur is that if I drop the ball on all of these activities, my business will fail or it will not be sustainable, you know, so on and so forth. So eventually, as I started to feel more confident in the space and I started to learn the ropes and I learned the rules and then I started breaking them. And then I started learning how to sift and sort through all of the noise and only select that which felt aligned with me, which felt aligned with my blueprint, which is something that I talk so much about in this podcast. And not only involving my brain in my business, but my body as well, and my intuition and my soul, like bringing all of me to the business as well. And when it came to making decisions, I was looking for a full body yes. Even when it came to strategy, which is something that probably a lot of people would argue with me, but I was like, hey, it's my business, back off. Like, if I'm moving into this space, the reason why I left the corporate was because I wanted a different lifestyle for myself. I wanted to be in charge of my schedule. I wanted to have more time for myself, for my family, for my friends, for travel. Right. And so I get to decide now how I'm going to run it. And yeah, it takes a little bit of time till you start moving from that employee mindset to the entrepreneur mindset. And there's still, and still is probably to this point, a lot of fear and scarcity that needs to be unpacked and healed, even within myself or people who move into the space. So while I don't talk much about it on this podcast, about the behind the scenes. The reason why I'm bringing up, because, you know, again, some of my clients would ask me about that, but I did go through a big transformation when trying to find a way how to build a framework for my practice that felt nourishing, where I could allow my feminine, my intuition to lead the way, and then let my masculine to be the supporter or the enabler for my feminine, not the other way around, which is something we're taught in the, you know, conventional business world. And this way of building my practice felt so healing and relieving for me. Because the other way, the common way of growth, which is normalized in a society where masculine is king, felt depleting, felt dry, and felt boring. I was bored following all the rules. I'm like, something is off. It doesn't feel good to me. And I really had to learn how to build a safe home for both my masculine and my feminine to co-create in the space. And in the same way, I choose to co-create with the universe in my business. And there is just no end to this experiment. I'm continuing to learn, to evaluate, to play every single day. I'm still deep in deprogramming. So still catch myself thinking these unquestioned thoughts or holding all beliefs about those do's and don'ts. But if you ask me, I think this new paradigm and the future of business is where the feminine energy will be honored much more. Not because I think it's better than masculine. I just think we need both to create expansion, to create innovation in the world. So sharing, you know, just a little peek of my evolution and the stage that I'm currently in and why I'm bringing it up is where I don't rush. And like I said, I break a lot of rules, like even consistency in creating content, which we're told like all the algorithm is mean. It likes consistency, right? And I was like, you know what? No, I am not going to post regular episodes. I'm really like, I'm loving the current stage that I'm in where I am in a deep creation process. I'm giving birth to a new offer in my practice. I spend a lot of the time thinking about my clients, about this niche, and I just don't feel like regular episodes feel that nourishing. They would feel very forced, and I really want to honor the timing and the seasons in my business as well. So, you know, check back with me next week. Maybe I've changed my mind again and you'll start getting those regular podcasts. But this approach, you know, it does not work for everyone. But my hope is that for those of you who feel incredibly disillusioned and tired of the corporate structure and that mentality, hopefully this will serve as a giant permission slip. And I do speak with quite a few budding entrepreneurs, and the biggest fear that I hear them share with me is they're afraid to burn out, and they're really fearful of the hustle that they believe is required for them to build a successful business. But remember, you get to decide not only what your business will look like and how it will operate, but more importantly, you get to decide what it will feel like, how you will feel when interacting with it, what energy you'll show up in, what you'll outsource, where you'll allow yourself to flow and create. You set the rules. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. I'm a little fiery, you guys. We entered the airy season. You'll be like, Vilma, when are you not fiery? You're always fiery. No, but Liz is like extra energy. I really, really, because again, sometimes all we need is someone share an example of what's possible. That's how I ended up getting into this stage of like giving myself that permission to play, is because I saw other women doing that. And I saw that the old way, the old paradigm of business just didn't feel aligned to me. And I didn't want to create the whole new life for myself and base it on old mindset, all outdated beliefs that don't work anymore. And a lot of the noise we hear in the industry around building businesses is so much fear mongering. And it does not always have energetically clean intentions around wanting you to sell a product or the service that you won't be able to build anything without, right? Like they will tell us, oh my God, this is the strategy. This is the approach. This is the way to be successful, right? Now, having said that, there are also a lot of genuine people out there in the space. So as per usual, my main advice is follow your gut, not your gremlins when making these decisions, what to invest your time in and what to invest your energy in. Okay, let's move to today's topic. I don't want this episode to be too long, so we'll see how that goes. My hope is that this particular episode will serve as a bit of heads up for those of you who are just starting this journey, as a heads up of what to expect. So I know I have some older listeners, so everything that I'm sharing today is something that I've already covered in various extents, different episodes. So this is going to be a refresher and reminder for you. And I also know that I have some new people who will be hearing these concepts or approaches or insights in a new way. So I think it's going to be useful for both of you guys, for both of these groups. So while I have, again, spoken about it before, I've really seen these patterns come up lately a lot. And I wanted to create the separate episode and share some of the challenges or thought errors you may face in career transitions, so that you know what to expect ahead of time, that when you face some of these experiences, you don't make it mean that anything has gone wrong in your journey, and you'll have some context and at least basic understanding of what's happening to you and how to deal with it. So the first one that I want to mention and that I want to talk about is, many of you believe that you need to have an exact, detailed idea, a concept, and a very clear, specific, detailed plan of where you will be going with your career change ahead of time. So you believe that before you move, before you take even the first single step towards any direction, you need to be certain and clear about what you will be moving into. You want to have it all laid out in front of you. And because many of you are not certain or clear about where you're going, you end up freezing, spinning, and not taking any action, and getting very annoyed with yourself and the world and the universe about the lack of clarity that you have. So you may overstay in misaligned jobs, you burn yourself out, you wear your physical bodies out, and you're getting critically low in your life force energy. Right? Because that is how we've been conditioned. We've been told before you move, we need a strategy. We need to be clear. This is something that we're grasping for. The brain wants detailed plan because when it has a detailed plan, it can feel safer. It knows what to expect. And here's what I want to remind you. And deep inside of you, you already know that. You can't cognitively think of a detailed strategy ahead of time and expect that you won't deviate from it or that it won't change significantly. It's not possible. It is not a realistic expectation. And you are hurting yourself by believing you need this clarity before you start moving. Having said that, I also really want to normalize why many of us think this way. Of course we believe that. That's how we've been conditioned since we were little. We were told that we need a solid, clear plan for life. If we didn't have it, there were consequences and we would receive feedback indicating that we're doing something quote-unquote wrong. And the same is true for those of you who are coming from corporate backgrounds. Concepting, creating detailed action plans, timelines, and milestones are how we are expected to implement a project. So of course, that same mentality, consciously or unconsciously, has seeped into our career change journeys as well. So it makes sense why you may have this expectation. Some of you may not even know that you have this expectation or that is a thought error. Some of you think that that is the way to move through change. And at the same time, this very belief is what has likely already cost you a lot of time and suffering, keeping you stuck in wrong environments for you. So let me share you what it looks like practically. So say in my practice, right, as an example, I usually first work with clients on their blueprint. And once we have some clarity on aligned positions, careers, meaning once we identify the direction, then we stop deliberating and trying to create a detailed plan. Then we go into action. We go into testing and trying some of these options out to collect data. So the blueprint will give us the direction. However, them actually taking action, moving towards the aligned direction is what is essential to provide them with the remaining clarity on how to continue building their aligned careers. They need to take the next step to know what the next step is. And that is something that is not accepted, normalized, right? This is not the way we're told we should move towards aligned careers. We get clarity through movement, not by sitting, thinking, or comparing our journeys to those of others. Or like, oh, well, she did that. Maybe I should do that too. No. Pause and check in. Yes, we do need some initial direction. We're not going to be firing to all of the million, you know, different options and be like, oh, do I want to be a chef? But do I want to go into acting? And also I want to go, I want to be a writer and I want to do ABCD. No, first we do need to do a little bit of analysis and creating that blueprint and whatever shape or form, you do that for yourself. I have my own process. Other people have different processes, right? But we need some initial core information about who you are at your core before we then go into action. But we don't get stuck in the analysis mode like a lot of you guys do. We get direction and then we fire and we are like, okay, let's go, let's test it out, let's collect the data, let's evaluate and let's see what is working and what is not working. How does your body feel in that environment? What energy and how your energy flows when you talk about these subjects, when you're surrounded by people who are doing the work? We need that. That is how we'll get the clarity. And when you don't have the clarity that you want, right? You guys, I'm talking like when you don't have that clarity that you want, many of you are postponing trying things until you're clear. But here's the thing, you want to engage in strategic, educated movement to get clear. So for instance, say you're someone who likes content creation and you've been considering a career in social media management, right? So as opposed to waiting to get clarity on whether you want to work for, I don't know what the options could be, like work for someone else or set up your own business offering and content creation services or products, or whether maybe you want to become a thought leader and create your own original content, right? So why wouldn't you just pick one out of these three and give yourself a couple of months to test it out? And I know that it sounds so basic what I'm telling you, but you would be surprised how many of you don't even allow yourself to do something that simple. What would be the easiest path of least resistance to test it out and get some data points? So, I don't know, maybe start your account and begin posting, start adding captions, right? Reshare content, perhaps try different platforms to see what short form content you resonate with the most, and then evaluate. That is the most important piece. Evaluate every week, every day, what works, what doesn't work, what would need to change for you to feel more aligned. And chances are, even by the end of the first month, you might have already learned that, for example, you don't like generating your own content and you would rather work with other brands. Great. Then you can start putting your portfolio together and start seeking for paid opportunities to work with others. So say by the end of month two, you may have already landed a few gigs and starting getting clarity on what brands and individuals you love working with the most. So perhaps you realize that you love working with creative, spiritual individuals who are mission-driven. Because say that gives you a lot of contentment knowing that you are supporting someone who's here to contribute and say contribution is one of your core values, right? So that's aligned. So you incorporate that into your action plan. And from now on, you only seek out to work with these types of individuals. So in short 2 months, you would have already collected so much valuable information about yourself, about the market, which you could have never found in researching or just trying to decide ahead of time. Those 2 months could literally shape the rest of your career. And you would have gained it because you decided to take action without having full clarity, just a general direction. And more often than not, in this career change context, clarity is earned, not found in journaling sessions. And don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of journaling, and that's something I do ask my clients to do, right? But when it comes to movement, clarity is earned. And by the way, the same is true if you guys do have several directions in mind. So give yourself a few months to try out both. Evaluate, and then with this wealth of new understanding, make decisions for the future. So that's the first one. The next reminder I have for you is something I had a podcast episode about already, but is coming back over and over and over again lately. So I want to briefly talk about it. I see some of you seeking for clarity on that next step in your career, in your business, by asking or listening to people in your circle, whether it's family, friends, colleagues, strangers, I don't know. Now, it can be useful sometimes because we obviously have many blind spots and we have unconscious patterns, and it's impossible to have full awareness of how these dots connect. So having aspects of us mirrored back is very useful. However, the big caveat here is that mirror reflection is often inaccurate, meaning that it's incredibly hard to be an objective reflection to those who are near to us, because we will often be unwillingly projecting our own fears, objections, needs, desires upon others. So I'm sure, and I know your loved ones genuinely want the best for you, but they also become a major block for people who are seeking to change. They can't know what alignment looks like for you, even if they have given birth to you. They can't know that because you guys still don't know what that is for yourself. So if you'll be seeking for support, I'd advise you to be a little more conservative in proactively seeking for answers from others. Unless you're working with individuals who are trained to support you on your journey, whether therapy, coaching, any other modality, unless you work with these people, chances are that the insights that you get from others may be simply misleading. And you may get convoluted when you overshare with others and get that conflicting feedback. And that's applicable, by the way, to both the beginning of your journey and the actual transition. So you just really want to be selective about who you share with, okay? Just like a reminder, I don't want you to be secretive. I don't want you to feel like you're lonely on this journey, even though you probably will feel lonely on this journey because you're going through a massive inner change. It will happen, but please know that the more authentic you become, the more community, like real community, you will attract. So this is just a phase. Don't worry about that. But be very careful who you share with, because I don't think you guys even understand how vulnerable you are right now and how much a simple comment from your brother, from your sister, from your mom may end up ringing at the back of your head and again stalling your progress in designing that new career for yourself. Another pattern I noticed that I wanted to draw attention to is that stage just before committing to a new career. So say someone has done the work, they've analyzed themselves, they tested the options, they got pretty certain about an aligned career path they're about to commit to, meaning they earned the certainty, they feel good, and then something happens just before you're about to commit. And I want you to expect it to happen. All of your doubts and fears, all of your reservations you might have thought you had overcome will come back to haunt you just before you make that decision to commit to a new path. Don't be scared. Expect this to happen. You can treat it as a final test, if you will, before making a decision to take that leap. It's a final test, and it makes sense. Because all the gremlins will visit you again to double check just how determined you really are to build a new fulfilling life for yourself. Prepare for it. Ground yourself. Have your practices and tools to make space for those doubts and questions. However, this is what you don't want to make it mean. That this is a sign you're not meant to commit to a new career. The opposite is true. This is a sign you're about to really color outside the lines and create the impact and build the life you're meant to live. The only sign that it is a sign of you owning a functional reptilian brain whose main concern is to steer you towards everything that is familiar and predictable. So you choosing to commit to a new path is obviously going against your factory settings. Of course, there will be short circuits for a moment. That tension right before saying yes. And once you say yes, there will be a sense of release, expansion, awe, joy, and that feeling of like, wow, I've done it. And it feels so good and feels so right. And I'm so grateful I've done that. In the last episode, Nikita and I spoke about this when literally two weeks, I think, before her boarding the plane to start the new chapter, she was overcome with limiting thoughts telling her she should stay where she was. It was blinding. She literally didn't even see what was happening. So brace for it. The bigger the decision, the bigger the resistance. So the next time you feel it, celebrate yourself instead of getting annoyed and overthinking about it. Celebrate because it shows that you are making big moves and you're playing big. Go you. Well done. And a final reminder, which sort of weaves through everything I've just shared today and in other episodes, befriend uncertainty. This journey is not linear. And you've heard all the wonderful ladies who've been on this podcast, and almost all of them unanimously say, as much as possible, drop expectations of how you want this journey to unfold. Because it will, most likely than not, be the opposite of what you expect. I'm laughing, I know it's not funny, but also a little bit funny. You setting expectations comes from our inherent need to control situations. When we decide ahead of time how we want the journey to unfold, we feel in control, we feel safer, and feeling safe and certain is one of our core human needs. It makes sense. But the more you let go and the more you surrender, which is, by the way, a continuous practice, it's not one and done, the more you allow this journey to surprise you and flow unhindered, trust me, the easier it will become. And it will be so much more magical when we let it go and let it flow, allowing things to unfold in the way that serves you and everyone around you the best. When we have an idea of how we want it to unfold, we close so many doors to possibility of how it could all align and how other people in the universe could support us. So in summary, a few lessons I'd like you to remember along the way. Having gone through the process myself and having supported many individuals, Number one, reframe your belief that you must know all the details of your end destination ahead of time. That's unrealistic, and it's one of the main reasons why perhaps you might have been stuck for years. Clarity is earned through action. Don't be afraid to just take one step towards the right direction, evaluate, and then take the next step. Number two, be very mindful of who you ask feedback from or share your story of change with, whether it's the beginning of your journey or during the change. Share after once you've made the change, but know that you will be very susceptible and vulnerable during this change journey, so try to protect your truth. And you might find yourself being affected and deterred from your transition much more than you expect. So drop into acceptance of uncertainty as much as you can. The more you let go and the more you trust the process, the more it will surprise you and delight you. You are so loved and so supported at all times, beyond your comprehension. Be willing to receive it. Wishing you a wonderful couple of weeks ahead. Bye. Thank you for spending time with me today. If you resonate with this content, please subscribe and leave a little review to put a smile on my face. And if you'd like to take this work further and have my one-on-one support in switching to an aligned career path using my holistic career change method, make sure you head over to the show notes and book your free consultation call. I can't wait to meet you. Have a nice day.